If y'all want the real hip hop digest, this is where you find it at. East Coast, West Coast, North and South. The brothers really put on they put it out there for you. And it's a learning experience. You gotta dig it. It's Billy Bill. Peace. 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 Peace.
It's a lot of nasty work taking place as we speak. A lot of people moving the goalposts or even switching up the narrative. Or trying to create their own narratives, taking everything Mos Def said out of context, or even making up quotes. When did he say Drake couldn't rap? So why are we even discussing that? He said he thought he was pop, but he didn't say that he didn't think the man couldn't rap. That's the first thing. Another point. Oh, Mos doesn't sell any records. Well, who would happen to sell records? Popular artists. Which is what? A pop artist. What are we speaking about? Y'all just chatting to hear yourself speak. Drake strategically goes in the studio and creates these records. He knows what he's doing. But somehow the fans are upset because it's highlighted. There's nothing wrong with that. He can create whatever he wants. But you can't have it both ways because at the same time, a couple of months ago, everybody was on Twitter or X stating what? Well, not everyone. A lot of his fans, yo, Drake just tied Michael Jackson for a Billboard record. Michael Jackson was a pop star. So when he break records, you boast about it. But if a hip-hop artist points out the fact that he believes, in his opinion, that this particular artist is pop, you're mad about it. I'll give you a moment to think about that. It doesn't make sense. Make sense. Make sense. Make sense. Make sense. Make
Welcome
sense.
To the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, E Green over here on this side. What up, fellas?
What's good? What's good?
All right, no doubt. So.
Wait. I want to say this. I want to say something real quick.
Oh.
Bruh, your 2023 set, B? I almost wanted to erase 80% of my shit, B. Your shit was crazy. I listened to all of them, and they were absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I see you made a comment on that Endgame. Jones, crazy.
The Endgame is sick.
Yeah, that's on my list, too.
Man.
No doubt.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to share that off.
Appreciate the compliment, sir. Thank you.
All right. Okay. That's
the old guy still got it over here.
I just got caught up with them other cats, you know what I'm saying? Them other, what you call it, digital freaks? What are they?
Digital freaks, that's
digital
right.
Freaks.
I got caught up. And I not upset about it, but yeah, I missed out on a couple albums that I should have been listening to.
Yeah, but you know what? Every year I always bemoan the fact that you can't hear everything.
Nope.
You know? Yeah, you're right.
It's way too much music out here. You miss so much shit. It's crazy. Yeah.
Right, so no doubt. But in any case, so, we back, you know what I'm saying? Welcome everybody riding with us or whatever. So there's probably maybe three topics, and I'm limited to that because I think we got to really get into the meat of the two or three, maybe four, depends, that we got. All right?
Well, all right, D.
So first topic, a lot of this is straight off the text chain. See, let me go ahead and do the commercial before we start.
Got to do it.
If you are brand new and you're listening to the Hip Hop Digest, all right, and you really want to know what's going on, the pulse of the show, maybe kind of things that we're contemplating, it's the text chain. On the GroupMe app, it's Hip Hop Digest Show. E Color is the moderator. There's an admission fee, Kurt G.
Oh, it's my turn now?
Yeah, there's an admission fee, though.
There is an admission fee, and it's very, very small. If you are really down with hip hop, we need to know your first album you bought with your very own money. Your money, nigga. Nothing you got from your parents. Your own money. And you got to name your top three or even just three favorite MCs.
Personal.
Personal favorite. That is.
Well, you made a hard comment on the money, but we had a couple of folks on here who pilfered their first album, and that's okay. You want to admit that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some people did. Still their first album. They cheated on the question. We said with your own money. They said we stole that shit.
Yeah. All right. So the first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is brought to us by V Glove. Shout out to you.
Shout out to V Glove.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. He posted something on the text chain. a young lady, young DJ, I guess by the name of Ella Duncan, talking about how she's DJing a party and all the women, it's a lot of dancing, it's a lot of twerking, and here comes some hard leg nigga.
Hard leg.
And you know what he asked for? He asked for a Nas record. She like, I'm playing Yin Yang Twins. Nas don't go with this. And then, of course, Bomani Jones, who's moderating, of course, you know, he doing his best Ryder imitation. Talking about, yeah, it's always the brothers talk. Always want to hear some hippity hoppity or something. Yeah. So it's two things here. Bomani Jones, unlike us, he a young boy. You know, we old heads. Bomani Jones to us, he a young boy. He ain't an old head. He a young boy.
Bomani Jones is in his 30s, late 30s. Got to be close to 40.
But he a young boy. Nah,
he's a young boy.
He a young boy, okay. But I think I thought he was in his mid-30s.
Nah, he got to be closer to 40.
Okay, but either way.
He holding on, though.
Either way, he was riding with the young lady. Now, I understand about DJ sets and particular vibes and DJ sets or whatever, and I get all that. There's a couple of things, or at least the main thing that I want to get down to, is that real talk. Let's talk about real talk motivations. Because the young lady DJ, as she tried to do, try to clean it up. Oh, yeah, I like Nas. I'm down with Nas. No, you don't. You don't like Nas. Matter of fact, I think per capita, most broads don't really like lyrical, non-dance related hip hop. They don't like it. And that's all right. Let's bring it out to the fullest. I believe that.
I'm generalizing like that, shit.
Yes, I am.
Start the year?
Yes, I am.
Let him finish, B.
Yes, I am. That's why we're going to discuss this, because I believe that they don't like it. You're talking about Yin Yang Twins, bro. You know what I mean? So that means every type of record of that fair, Bone Crusher, or Yin Yang, or Twerkathon, or any of this bra and panty, that is what majority of women like, what they consider to be fun hip hop. Trust me when I tell you, there was a lot of dancing going on. There was a lot of twerking going on. That hard leg that was in the party, he really was out of place, because it wasn't like he was gonna jump up and get on the broad, you know what I mean, or sort of politic, or you know, get his man on. That's not in 2023-24. You can't do that. I feel sorry for the young bulls. You know what I mean? Maybe if they wanna,
they got their way of getting it.
Okay, yeah, I'm obviously, you know what I mean, no doubt. But what do you think? I mean, I'm putting it right out there. I believe that most, and I'll take broad off the table, most women don't like lyrically based, thought based hip hop.
Okay, well, I'll go in next, because I think you're painting yourself in a corner.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly. And I'm going to back it up, but go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead and back it up, but I'm going to say why. I'm going to tell you why I think you're painting yourself in a corner.
Oh, my, please. I'm listening.
Because it ain't just the B words, and that's broads, as you like to call them, that's doing that. It's all these pop-loving niggas. These radio top, they fucking playlist niggas. This is all they listen to, is that type of hip-hop. They don't listen to anything that's lyrical shit. Who wants to listen to that hippity hop, as you said, Bomani said? And Bomani, god dang, son, that nigga, you should have looked at him sideways from the beginning. But by the way that nigga said about fucking Gangstar, yeah, and Guru, yeah. I got the damn shit we played at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
He's my Guru.
Yeah, he's sideways anyway. Well, that's real.
You side eye that nigga from the start.
That's real.
So you know he ain't down with nothing hip-hop.
Right.
Off the break. But like I'm saying, you're painting yourself in the corner, because all these, not just the B words, is into that. All anybody that's into that type of hip hop or into that type of that fair, whether they male or female, they all do the same shit. They all love the same shit. And hip hop, as far as the kind of hip hop we love, the real grassroots hip hop, they ain't into that shit, B.
But I'm running it like an opinion poll. I'm running it like when you break down the elections and then you start breaking it down by county.
Okay.
Through the states, and then you start breaking down individual counties. I believe that the majority of women don't like lyrically based thinking mans, if you will. It's just you, as you, even thinking women. It ain't got to be men. Because she tried to clean it up with that. I like Nas. No, you don't.
But
no, you don't. And that's all right. But I think most women, that's why when you start naming lyrical, even women, other women are like, question mark. Huh? Who? Because they don't like it.
Let me finish my opinion.
No, let me finish my opinion on the whole shit. As far as the young lady DJ, that's her era. She made it. I've heard of Nas because of the stuff that he's doing, but he was right. She don't really fuck with Nas like that. She really doesn't. But her set is what she likes. She likes that type of music, and especially DJing. You know how we used to DJ. You DJ shit that you could blend. And Nas ain't blending with that shit unless you play some of that new shit that Nas is doing with Hit Boy. Maybe that'll blend.
I don't know about that, but
no, B. No, before you jump your ass back in there,
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Hold on. There's a few things I want to say. The first one is the hard leg dude you was talking about. He didn't understand where he was clearly.
Right.
He's not going to be accommodated.
Right.
In that environment.
Of course
so
not.
He set himself up for failure.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because I remember Reverse Osmosis. I remember doing a wedding with said King Killer. And I saw what happened when somebody asked for Hammer. Right? You unplugging shit. You didn't say, Hammer.
I'm going to correct that story. I'm sorry. I got to correct that story.
You are, but
go ahead. I'll correct right. later.
So the next thing, your general assumption, I want to ride with you. Because I kind of feel like you may have some definite ground to stand on when you're saying that. Because typically, you know, I talk to a lot of people, a lot. And when I male, female, when I talk to them and they know I love hip hop and that stuff, you know, it's rare in GP, general public, that I have a hip hop discussion. It's usually a rap discussion. Okay. And then I try to bring some hip hop into it. So you have ground to stand on, but it's not just females, B.
That was my point.
We are in a whole era of this is what they listen to. Anything else is old or mind numbing. Ain't nobody trying to hear them words.
Okay. Too many words.
You know what I'm
saying? Okay. Now let me say it again. I'm respecting opinions here, and I certainly understand saying painting myself into a corner, but like I said, I'm looking at it like election numbers, and I'm crunching the numbers. I'm only looking at a subset. I'm not looking at pop niggas. I'm looking at women. And I believe per capita, women do not like lyrically based hip hop. They may have a record that they like, you know. I've heard of more than a few women say they like The Great Adventures of Slick Rick. That's one record. You know what I'm saying? My cousin Octavia, rest in peace. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying? The second album was her Joan. You know, she knew it lyric for lyric. But at the end of the day, if she had to pick, well, you know, I mean, she picked Mary J. Blige over everything. So that's all I'm saying. When it gets down to it, women don't like it.
That issue. People like what they hear, B, and they play that other shit.
I'm talking about women.
And you just
they're down to the micro economics. I'm not talking about anybody else.
All right, you on your own, B.
this is what I'm about to say, B, and it's going to sting.
Oh man,
this is what I'm about to say, and it's going to sting.
Man.
I know it's going to sting, and I can hear niggas is going to they're going to cringe when I say this.
Man,
you know why? That happened, B, and as you were speaking, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. That's our fault. Because you're talking about a culture that didn't really include women like that. We excluded them. We didn't really put them into this shit. So from the beginning, they wasn't really included. They were as an afterthought.
Wait a minute,
they
B.
They were an afterthought, B, as far as hip-hop goes. They were an afterthought, and they had to come in, get in where they fit in, and try to make their way into this shit. But as far as all the shit that you're talking about as far as females don't like hip-hop, it's because B, we didn't include them in the hip-hop. We didn't make them a part of hip-hop. They had to make themselves a part of this shit.
I don't know, B. I remember playing a lot of Heather B records. I remember playing a lot of Sweet T records.
I'm not saying
I remember
you didn't,
playing
B.
a lot of, you know what I'm saying, Nikki D records. You know what I'm saying? Vanessa Sequence records. B. Paula Perry records. I mean, shall I continue?
B, you can continue all you want, B, but on the whole, when you send you when you're talking about a subsection of people, is what you're saying. You're saying this small section of people, when you're going on voting polls, the reason why is going back to the beginning, B. And over the years, B, it didn't get any better.
Oh.
When hip-hop just got harder and harder and the shit got harder, it's only the females that really loved hip-hop were still into it.
And tell me that Ying Yang Twins, because she cited Ying Yang Twins, are stupid inviting to the young ladies like that.
B, if you listen to the lyrics of them niggas, hell no. But they loved it. They make danceable music.
That's what it is.
They make shit. Luke Skywalker was dissing the fuck out of women, but it was danceable.
Oh my God, still.
It was danceable.
So actually, that reminds me, being as old as we are, when Luke Skywalker was on Donahue.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it was more women who got up from the audience and defending Luke than anybody else.
B, it I remember danceable, that. B, yeah, right? It was danceable. You had to make it danceable, yeah. Which is continuing on. The shit that's danceable now, which I don't see, is that type of music, that slow-paced music. They dance into that shit.
Okay, so again, so anybody who's going to get upset about this, oh, you know, killer, you know, usual, hating as usual. No, again, listen to it. I just wanted to break it down to micro economics, talking about just women. Women at this party and doing, and she described the party. There was a lot of dancing, a lot of twerking, a lot of, I wouldn't ask for an Illmatic record. You know what I mean?
But you know what?
People do that. As a DJ, no, real quick, and as a DJ, I kind of felt that aspect of what she was saying. Plenty of times I'm in a set, you know what I mean, in a particular set, and if somebody wants to come up and ask for something that's totally out the game, I'm like, what are you talking about, B? Get out of here.
Right, but I'm thinking the young man that asked for that shit probably was sitting back. He knew where he was at. He's listening, but he's like, damn. I can't take another record like this. They're going to keep playing this all night? Can I get up here and get a request? Let me go ask. Just either they're going to shut me down or not. Fuck it. Can I get some knives, please?
Got to know your environment.
Yeah, no doubt.
Do you want to clean up your story?
Yeah, you want to clean that story up, B, because it's been 30 years or so.
At least 30 plus years ago.
At least 30.
So I'm going to clear up the story. Those of you long Hip Hop Digest listeners have heard this before, but I'll clean it up. Me and E. Culler was doing a wedding, or after wedding, or whatever it was, some type
reception.
Of wedding
reception. Yeah, the
reception
joint. Yeah.
After the joint, and we getting the records, we getting the joint together, whatever, and somebody asked for
somebody's
auntie or whatever. She didn't ask for Hammer. I think she asked for the Electric Slide.
No, sir. It was Hammer.
It was Hammer.
Okay. Yes, it was Hammer. Right. You ain't got no Hammer?
Okay.
What kind of DJ are you?
Now, that is a correct statement. So I just figure, you know, at that point, I'll just unplug and then you can figure it out what type of DJ I am as I'm walking out to the door. So E Swerve goes into politic mode. I mean, he's campaigning.
Money was involved.
Campaigning. So
it didn't matter at the end of the day.
So at the end of the joint, we actually did make some good money and made extra money because they was like, yo, if you could bring your gear over to so and so house, we'll pay you more.
Yeah.
So indeed. So no doubt. So that
it was Hammer B.
Okay. All right. No doubt. Indeed. So, in any case, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this is a homework topic that Swerve had put out there, 2 weeks before we did the end of the show.
It was a while back.
But I ain't forget about it, and I'm just bringing it up now. So if you listen to the Digest every time, they're like, oh, now finally y'all gonna get to this here. You basically put out the homework assignment is the first hit of crack, so to speak, meaning first album that really got you. So I'm thinking to myself, well, it really wasn't albums, a lot of 12 inches, but I do, you know, I got an album.
I know you was back, you was welling at that time, too, when he asked that question. He was like, there's a lot of albums. I can't just pick one album.
Well, but I guess the subsequent is first.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, really, at this point, I guess I'll really only narrow it down to two, and it really, sir?
One, sir.
One?
Got him.
You're trying to get an extra piece in there, and then we're going to be all fucked up afterwards after you get your two in.
He showed up at the gate with his gear like, yo, I'm going to just go ahead and get two.
That way I got two. I got an option.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, I'll take the first one, which is probably going to be obvious for a lot of people, because it was at the time when it was probably one of the three albums that everybody sort of kind of was getting at the time. It was like only three at the time, and this is one of them for me. So my aunt used to date a guy who was cool. He was an older guy, much older than me, but cool as a fan. And so coming up every now and then, I remember when I had the 12-inch of Count Kool Out. I'm at my aunt's house and I put Count Kool Out on. He like, yo, you know, my aunt is like, you like this? He's like, yo, I kind of like it. He's digging, he's bubbling. And then sometime after Count Kool Out, it might have been, I don't know, who the Magic's Wand or something from Houdini. He's into it. So in any case, the first particular album was Run DMC. Like, it's the whole album. Wow. Like, I put it on. The system was upstairs on the second floor, but we're sitting down at the downstairs with the speaker at the top of the steps. So I put the first whole joint on, and it's playing. Once again, my aunt's boyfriend, he at the table, they playing cards or whatever. He is bubbling. Right, and my aunt keeps asking him, I can't believe that you like this.
she's like, okay. Wow.
I can't believe that you like this, you know. Needless to say, I mean, was that the absolutely first? No, but it probably was the first album that I was like, yo, I knew rap as a single-based 12-inch, one record at a time. Or one record and an instrumental and a dub. That's it. But here we got Run and them. Just the whole joint. Cut after cut after cut. And I was...
Hard times.
Oh, yeah. All of that. And he was really, really digging it. And what did that do for me? I was already into it because I had the record and whatnot. But it was amazing because... That was the first time I seen somebody other than my peer group really digging it. So for me, it was Run DMC's first album on the turntable at my aunt's house with somebody else other than my peer group digging it. That's the story.
All righty. So for me, it would have to be Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full. Because...
Ooh.
The first time I heard this record, what was his first record? Eric B. for President? Or was it?
That was the 12 inch. No, Eric B. for President.
Eric B. for President, right?
Yeah, with the Fonda Rae bass line.
Yes. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? What is this shit? The way his voice was so melodic and the way he just rode the beat, I'm like, who is this? Who the fuck is this Eric B? Because I'm thinking Eric B is the
right,
rapper.
Right.
And Rakim is the DJ.
Exactly.
So I'm like, who the fuck is this Eric B. Rhyming? This is fucking crazy. I'm sick with it. Like, I want to know who the fuck is Eric B.
Right.
Finally, get the shit together. It's Rakim that's rhyming. Eric B is the DJ. Later on, find out he wasn't even DJing.
He didn't know DJ. Yeah.
He's just a bodyguard, basically.
Right. Just a stand-in.
Right. So anyway, I'm like, shit. The album didn't come out till I think we was in the service at the time.
Yep.
When the album came out. So when the album dropped, of course I'm at the at the base. What the fuck did they call that?
Navy commissary. Exchange.
Navy Exchange, commissary, yeah. Whatever. I'm in there. I'm getting the cassette.
Yep.
I grab up the cassette. I'm playing it in my little box. And cut for cut, I was fucking mind blown off of this shit. I'm in the service. Nigga's like, are you going to play that same shit over again? Yes. I'm playing it again, nigga. I'm playing it over and over again. I had that shit word for word, back and forth. Back and forth. I think somebody took my shit, too. I had to go back and buy another one. But I went and got another one and didn't give a fuck. Because it was that sick to me, B. So Eric B. and Rakim Paid in Full is going to always be my one and only album that just made me just love hip-hop even more than I already loved it.
Man, they went albums on me. They went albums, folks.
That's what you said.
Yeah, I would say, like, you know, but again, that first hit of crack.
Yeah, you said first the album. Crack. Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, all right. First album, I'll take that then. Then I'm going to have to say you're going to be tripping. And you're going to be tripping because it's so different. But listening to the Johnson Crew and all of that type of music, no. I'm sorry. I got to go with what I was going to say because I was going to try to say an album like y'all. But my first hit of crack that I got stuck was Sugar Hill Gang, Eighth Wonder. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Used to play that shit over and not what was that? What's the fucking record that went worldwide? I'm tripping right now.
What, Rapper's Delight?
Not Rapper's Delight. Not Rapper's Delight at all. I thought that even at that time, I was like, it was just overkill to me. But that Eighth Wonder, the music, the smoothness of the way they were rapping, and I didn't know if anybody was biting or stolen rhymes. I didn't know none of that. I just knew what I heard, I loved, and I had to have more of that. And I think that was around 82. Because, you know, obviously there was stuff before that.
Right, yeah.
But when I heard that record, it was like, I, whatever this is, I'm about to be a part of this. Not a rapper, no shit like that. And I was following after y'all trying to DJ and shit, listening to y'all music. But when I heard that shit, I was indoctrinated into hip-hop fully.
Okay.
All right. Well, you cheated a little bit.
Yeah, you did. Exactly.
I did. I didn't know you was going to say albums. And I forgot that I said albums. I told y'all how my 2024 has been going so far. I forgot about that shit. But when we pre-gamed, I was like, oh, yeah, that song is there. I know it is. But if I said album, I said album. And y'all get extra credit for that. How about that?
All right.
You get extra credit for remembering. How about that with our old asses?
No doubt.
Play some Drake.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so next topic.
He served it up for you?
Yeah, he did. I'm going to return the volley. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest was put up there very quietly on a text chain by one Chris Lehman. As soon as I seen it, I was like, this is what nightmares are made of for commercial rap veteran shills. There are people out there who are veterans, very well-respected MCs, but they're shills. And this is the next story is a nightmare scenario for them, because it's a nightmare. They dream about this day and like, I can never let this happen to me. All right. Shout out to Chris Lehman for bringing the story up. All right. I don't know what podcast it was on. I had your boy Yasiin Bey, one former Most Def, when they asked him about the Canadian, Mr. Drake. Ask him about his music.
Name.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, ask him about Drake's music. And you know what he said? He said, Drake it's not really hip-hop, it's like pop. Then he compared it to shopping at, like, Target. It's like commercially ready, available for the Target overhead system. And then he said, even sometimes, I mean, sort of like shopping at Target, you know, with an edge, or like, I really, you know, and then he goes in depth where he's like, I like this mall. I like the environment of this mall. You know, it's not really hip hop. You know, it's not really in seriously like hip hop. It's like shopping at Target. You know what I mean? And then, ladies and gentlemen, the nightmare scenario envelops the hip hop culture, if you will. If you will, we'll call it that if you wanna. Everybody and their mama, an avalanche of very emotional young bulls and commercial rap veteran shills landed on Most Def, Yasiin Bey, landed on his head. Okay? It's a problem with that.
Tried.
It's a problem with that. Got a lot of different, let me go to my news feed here. Got a lot of things about this. Here we go. I'll read the first. We won't even get into the articles, just the headings. Yasiin Bey, Mos Def thinks Drake makes pop music, not hip hop. The next one, Drake fans push back against Yasiin Bey pop label by sharing the rapper's greatest tracks. NLE Chopra.
Chopra.
Chopra. Damn. What is he with Deepak?
That's what I'm saying. He the Indian version.
Yeah, NLE Chopra hits back at Yasiin Bey and says that he don't know what he talking about. Drake.
The man you bet $1 million on.
Drake. Yeah, of course. Drake fires back at Yasiin Bey criticism with Method Man's helping. He didn't really fire back. He just posted another old clip of Method Man saying some things, you know, to prove his worth.
Actually, that didn't really prove it.
It did not. I don't know where they're getting that from.
That didn't prove it.
So, all that being said, now what I want to do is get to old heads who may be commercial rap shills. Okay, it's a couple of people I could think of. The first person I could definitely think of is Busta Rhymes. It's the type of thing where Busta Rhymes, and it's a nightmare scenario, you know, where you got people like Academics talking about they hate on this man so bad. Your Busta Rhymes don't ever want to hear his name associated with such a thing. All right. You know who else is a shill? Nas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Nas is a shill. He's a shill. I love Nas. I mean, nobody loves Nas Ears Jones more than me. I mean, hey, Kurt,
this dude is piling on for this show, huh?
Hey, he started. If Nas could go back and listen to the beginning of the show when we were talking about and giving Nas props for somebody requesting his music instead of just listening to this one clip right here.
Damn.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who are shills, commercial shills. You know, there's others. There's others, you know. Yeah. Raekwon.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, damn. Ray's a shill.
Ray?
You name names on here. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. I love to hear you back here in the new year.
I'm just saying. And the reason why I'm bringing up these names, and there are others, is that you have a certain type of commercial rap veteran. Okay, who never wants to say what Yasiin Bey says.
Do you blame them, though?
To me, I don't. Yeah, I do blame them. It's okay. Cowardice.
Damn.
Ooh. It's cowardice because at the end of the day, B, we've been in these battles so much, right? And I think that history has a good way of sizing some things up. You know, I'm sorry, cats wanted to, in the earliest of 2000s, really tell me Soulja Boy really reinventing everything and doing his thing, and is a wonderful Kanye West saying all this shit he's saying. You know, it's 808 beats. You tell me it's a... Your Soulja Boy, in the lens of history, is a clown. It's a clown car. Now, he doesn't get the respect he deserves. I will say that.
For himself famous.
No, because he's the one who invented the blueprint of social media-based hip-hop He invented that. He doesn't get the credit for it.
Asterisk.
I don't want to get too far off of that, but it's cowardice because, and I'm going to use Busta Rhymes as the perfect example. His new album is just horrific, and anybody who doesn't have the courage to say that is also a shill. Okay?
I think we said it. It was a one and done.
Yeah. Well, either way, I don't care. And his reasons for doing it, okay, placating to people who just literally have inferior skills and who don't rhyme well. And I get it. It is not. You don't have to do that subset of skills to be rich and famous today. I know it. But so what? But I don't want to get too far off the original topic of Yasiin Bey and all the avalanche of different young boys and websites and veterans who are shilling for Drake. To me, because at the end of the day, look at how history is already sizing it up, B. Look at how history is already sizing it up. Okay, we ain't even in the history where it's gonna be. But look at how it's already sizing it up.
Well, B.
Okay, talk to me, Kurt G.
Well, B.
Tell me where I'm off the
you off the reservation off with the only reservation. One thing.
Okay, my man.
I'm going to agree with you for the most part of everything that you're saying, except for the cowardice part.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't see it as being cowardice. I see it as being, I'm in this industry, and I don't want to offend.
Yeah.
Those. Like you said, because they might need a job.
Yeah.
And they might need these niggas to maybe come by and get on their little podcast and talk to them.
Yeah, of course.
So they don't want to disrespect them in that way. So I don't see it as cowardice. I see it as looking out for your pockets. More than anything is what I see it as doing. And as far as my opinion on the whole shit, when I first heard Yasiin say that shit, B, I ain't even going to front.
You knew it.
The first time I heard him say that shit, I was like, the only thing in my head was My Umi said, shine your light on the world.
Wow.
And I said, wow, B, you couldn't have stuck yourself any worse than that. You call this nigga pop for what reasons is he calling him pop? Because he likes to sing. He likes to be emotional. As he's an emo rapper, and he likes to do his brand of hip hop. So to me, he painted himself in a corner. I'm using that word again. When he said what he said about him being pop and you being a singer rapper yourself, you're that. You're what Drake is. Let me finish. You got those first couple words and ran in like a soundbite, my nigga. You heard that soundbite and you went in.
Yes,
I did. And there's a whole bunch of niggas screaming at me right now. Talking about, nigga, what the fuck you talking about? Screaming at my ass. Let me get past.
Fix it.
I'm not fixing shit. Let me get past my soundbite. I said that part and let me finish. Y'all niggas jumped in on me. Let me finish my whole sentence. You are, Drake is who you were. He's a foundation. You started the foundation. There's a people before you that started it. Curtis Blow and others singing and rapping. There's a whole bunch of people that was singing and rapping in the game that we love. If you can start naming them, I can't pull out all the names, but I remember Curtis Blow singing and rapping, and we loved that nigga. I remember a lot of people singing and rapping, and we loved them. So for him to say that out of his mouth and know that he used to sing and rap and to call this nigga pop, I'm like, you're the wrong person to say that shit. That was my point. He was the wrong person to say that shit. Now, if I'd heard somebody else say that didn't sing and rap, I'd be like, I'm down with that nigga 1,000% because you are 1,000% correct in what you said.
B.
That's the only part of that. That's why I said he is Drake, is because he did the same shit, singing and rapping. That's the reason why I put him in the same category, because he sang and rap, and you're dissing a nigga that sings and rap and calling him pop for doing what you did. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Kurt G's trying to get run over.
Go in, B, because I'm making my point.
Beep.
All right, so, all right, yes. I see what you're trying to do, all right? But if you're going to say that, sir, then you're going to go that you're going to have to produce the evidence. Now, you look at the catalog, whether it's Black Star, Most Def, or whatever the fuck Yasiin Bey, you look at the catalog. Yes, you may hear some singing in there. But when you look at Drake's goddamn catalog, you hear some hip hop in there?
Hip hop, as far as what is considered hip hop today, yes.
Yes. What
is considered hip hop?
Not what we're talking today. Hip hop is always hip hop. It ain't never
fucking
changing.
You got to go down the line of the rules
that have changed over the years. We ain't changed the rules. We're not the ones that changed the rules, B. You just named a bunch of niggas that still consider this nigga to be hip hop.
B, let me ask a simple question.
Go ahead, B.
Who is a better MC?
Most Def 1000, my nigga.
Okay, so when you're starting right there, at the base, has he done some singing? Yes, he has done some singing. He ain't the only one who's done some singing. Some other folks out there are terrible at that.
He said sing-songy shit.
Okay, right. All that being said, though, there's a clip out there on the internet of, I think it's Mos and Pharrell. They're at some party or at the airport or something, and Mos Def is spitting some serious fire. And Pharrell sitting there, you know, nodding his head. But you know what else Pharrell doing in his mind? This is so fire, but I would never put this shit out because it wouldn't sell. That's the look on Pharrell's face. And see, this is where, to me, G, you got it all messed up. You're taking a generalized topic without regard to who's the better MC.
You're talking about MCs, and I'm not even, that ain't have nothing to do with it.
Yes, it does. It has everything to do with it.
Something to do with it for you what you're saying. I'm saying it had nothing to do with it because I'm saying the person that said it, everything that you said is right about this nigga. Everything you said is right. But the person that said it to me was the wrong message coming from him, knowing that he had this big, giant-ass anvil sitting over his head. When you said that shit, as soon as you said it, what did Drake's response was? My Umi was his response.
Okay, let me give Drake and his minions some props here real quick. Let me give Drake and his minions some pops here. I mean, you look at the sales figure to Duppy over UMI says Drake is selling 16 billion UMI. Streams.
Yeah, he did say UMI.
Whatever. I'm just saying, B. So you mean to tell me that record that most sung is in the same sales brackets as one Canadian?
Hell to the nah.
Okay, so that's usually you know, when Drake and the Minions want to diss you, you know, and they get pushed into the corner, they start pulling out sales figures and receipts on niggas and you know, and I've already said on this show, Drake, you know, he's a walking economy. You know what I mean? How could this little lyrically based guy be a threat?
Backpacker,
because you know why? Because he hits him. You know what I'm saying? He hits the so-called Superman with kryptonite. Your lyrics is crippling. You know what I'm saying? Lex Lugering out this joint.
Let's flip this for a second.
All right.
With the walking economy that Aubrey is, what the fuck would he worry about what the fuck people call him? Because if it's about money,
he's emotional, B. He really is emotional. It's not like that shit that he's singing and the songs and the words that he's saying. He really is that nigga. He really is an emotional dude, and he takes everything on the chin.
So,
boom, you hit him, he spills it.
So since we there,
who it is, it could be any unknown nigga that's got one follower can say something about him. He's going to take that shit to heart. You might not say nothing about him, but he's going to take it to heart.
Let's jump to the second part. It jumped to the second part, whether it's academics or Mr. NLE or any of these other young niggas who jumping. What's all that about? Why they jumping to defend him?
Because that's they mans. That's they mans in them. And the other niggas that defending them, either they have their mans in them or they want a job. You answer these questions a million times, B. They need a job some point down the line, or they may need Drake to come through their podcast and come through and say a few words. It's that simple, B. That's the reason why they're defending this nigga. Either that's their mans, and they like him a lot, whether they know him or not, but they like him some music that much, they're defending him.
Boy, Academics was like, they hate on this man so much.
Well, you know why he's fucking saying something.
I know.
Because an old nigga said something about him. That's why he's saying something.
A record just to get a rep. These niggas got a record called just to get a check.
You know, B, it's very, the double standard to me never ceases to amaze me when it comes to this nigga. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, history is already starting to squeeze a nigga. You know what I mean? History's already started squeezing it. Most Def don't have to worry about that because, see, when they want to throw on Black Star or even any of his singles with other records, Bush Babies, Roots, you know what I'm saying, De La, he's got classics. Now, Yoga Drake got 100 classics with 350 billion streams, nigga.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. For the other team. But you'll get that later.
B, you don't believe it. But as long as Drake is on the right team, and he's on the right team right now, he ain't got shit to worry about. Old niggas like us is going to die off, and they're going to be able to sweep.
Right. That's
sweep,
true.
They're going to be able to sweep everything that we're saying under the fucking rug.
That's true. Yeah.
And this nigga's going to be at some point in time in the future, he's going to be the GOAT. Of all rappers, nobody's going to be better than him. We ain't going to be here to defend that shit, to say he's not. And he's going to be the man. As long as he stays on the right team, he's going to be good.
Kurt has a dream.
It's not a dream, my nigga. That's just reality. These niggas make who they want to be the best. And whoever is not is getting pushed behind. And the only reason niggas even know what Yasiin Bey said, because he said it on some podcast, and it got fucking viral.
All right, well, I didn't say this, but I'm going to say it now. Regardless of all this other rhetoric we just said, I appreciate the fact that he answered the fucking question. However he would have answered it, he answered the fucking question, and he answered it in his way, and I respect the shit out of that.
Yes, so I do respect that.
So let me answer a question. First of all, I want to say, you know, yes, you're right. As, you know, old heads like us get out of the game and, you know, hang it up and say, fuck it, I don't care. You know, it's all shooing, whatever. You're right. You're right. It's a herd of young bulls who do what they do, and they're going to make him, you know, the patron saint, whatever. I personally think that his reign will be really, really short, because as time moves on, it's always a new nigga. But that being said, is it true what I said about it being a nightmare for veteran commercial rap shills? Isn't it this is what people when I hear a certain old head rapper go like, yeah, I don't want to be one of these niggas who 40, you know, in the club, or one of these niggas who 40 getting dissed by young niggas. I mean, they worried about their age up against what a young nigga think. Is it true? Doesn't it make a nightmare for those type of guys?
Yes, you are right. I agree with everything that you said, B, except for that one thing I didn't agree with, because I thought he was the wrong messenger for that. But he answered the question that was asked to him.
And I agree with that. And in this day and age, when veteran cats, again, just like you said, man, Drake is a walking economy. You know, it makes a lot. Now, I named commercial shills, but this throws Mos Def into a class of guys, and it could be a little unfortunate for him. That throws him into the Pete Rocks, where people look at Pete Rock as a 1,000,000% hater. And Mos Def is now in that class, you know?
And the funny part about it is Mos Def already knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, you could tell by the way he was answering.
The way he started off the answer to this question, he said, why you ask me that question? Basically, how he was like, why'd you ask me this question? You know what this is going to do. You know where this is going to go. You asked about the absolute god of all gods in this fucking viral media. All this viral hip-hop shit. He is the god of all gods. And you asked me a question about that, nigga. This shit's going to go crazy. And it did.
You know how, Kurt, you said that we didn't change the rules, but the rules changed.
Right.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and give you that, right? That may be the case, but it still don't change the fact that we will never be able to say that Big Daddy Kane was whack and he was just saying dumb shit. He just got on. He's got put on by the industry. We will never be able to say that because he earned his fucking place. Drake, literally, and you have to admit it, goddamn, he's an economy. It doesn't matter what this fuck he says on a record. It's going to get out there. Remember that house record? It got out there.
Trash, though. It didn't last long.
But nobody said, yo, you might not want to do this. They didn't do that. They said, let's get this shit out. If he comes out with a fucking yacht boy record, singing on a yacht, that shit will sell, B. But just because something fucking sells doesn't mean it's great. McDonald's served 26 zillion burgers, and they're fucked up. But they the man, right? I'm tired of talking about Drake. Next.
you are right, B. I'm going to give you that 1,000, B. 1,000. Thank you. And I know I'm going to get hammered. But they're not going to hear me say I agree with King Killer 100. Except for that one, he's the wrong messenger for me. He is the wrong messenger. Because the only reason, because I immediately, as soon as I heard that nigga talk, I said, oh, shit, nigga. You forgot about your song that you put out there? Your big one of your biggest hits? One of your biggest hits?
For you? Who needs to say it for you to be like, yup, that's right? Who needs to say it?
Who needs to say it? I mean, he was the wrong person. Anybody that didn't have a sing-songy type of shit behind them could have said that shit.
Did KRS-One say it?
He could have said it.
He don't have no singy-song records?
He probably does. But he ain't have no hit singy-song records like this nigga did.
And I'm saying under normal
niggas
circumstances...
Niggas know this nigga for that record.
And under normal circumstances, what that record sold...
was nothing compared to Drake.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right, it's nothing. Right.
But he's known for that song. Niggas. But he's known for that song. That's why I said it was a wrong message. Niggas immediately going to know that song when they hear your name.
It's a great song.
Not saying it wasn't a great song, B. But niggas immediately going to know that song. Shit, if I would have heard Andre 3000 say that same shit with all the singing he's got, I'd have been like, nigga, you the wrong messenger.
Hey, y'all.
I'd be like, you the wrong fucking messenger for that shit. That he's saying some shit like that about Drake. You can't do it.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
My Ubi session.
I love that record, B. I ain't gonna front on it. I'm gonna sit here and say I love that record.
No doubt. So, all right, we're gonna give a shout out to Kid Capri, who announced sometime last year that he was cancer free. He doesn't say what type of cancer that he had, but he said he's cancer free.
Good.
Said that he was taking care of his health in the latter part of 2023. That everything is looking good. So we are definitely giving a shout out to Kid Capri. You know, sure. One of the stalwarts of hip hop. Okay. Not a shill.
Nope.
Oh, definitely not.
Well, we haven't. Congratulations on getting past that, bro.
Indeed. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt about it. So, yeah, I didn't really have a lot of topics again so much. And still, the rap media is a lot of who is doing who, and I don't really care about
nobody
that.
Nobody cares about that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody
we
cares.
Don't give a fuck about that shit. No doubt. I will say that. But we will to end the show with a little bit of TMZ, if you will.
Right after that shit.
Set us up, Kurt.
Yeah, he did. Like bowling pins in this bitch. I feel like I'm in the fucking kiddie lane with duck pins and shit.
Right. The fucking little short
right,
shit.
This nigga just set us right up.
All right, so anyway, but yeah, so what I want to talk about here is basically the just kind of your quick synopsis and analysis, because we talk about this brother a lot, Stephen A. Smith, not him, not so much, but Stephen A. Smith. Ooh. When he ran your boy Jason Whitlock.
Yes,
straight
sir.
Up and down.
Yes, sir.
And the only reason why I bring that up, because I guess I was thinking that in the media, isn't that kind of similar, kind of in a way?
Nope.
Like the most deaf? I mean, for Stephen A. to have the courage to get up there and go at that cat like that?
Oh, that? Yes. Yes. That, yes. That, yes. Absolutely. I'm going to go first this time, brother.
Okay, go ahead.
That's, I love that shit because you know how I feel like about Jason, that guy.
Bitch lock, as you as we
King
call him.
Killer almost, right? King Killer almost did that shit the other week. I almost did that shit. But anyway, Stephen A., who is his own Enigma.
Right, no doubt. Yeah, he's his own shit. Yeah, you got to watch him.
Right.
Yeah, you got to watch him. Yeah.
But, as I was trying to explain to you, as you already know, as Stephen A. put beautifully out there, nobody likes that dude, yo. And he's always trying to go to the other side. And this is the one thing I'm going to say great about Stephen A. He filled his cup over and over and over. That water was just running and running and running and running, B, because Jason Whitlock was on his neck, hating, wishing he was him for real life. And this ain't my words. This is real life. You could see it for yourself. And I admit that I was all over. I couldn't wait to see what Stephen A. was going to say. The only thing that Stephen A. did that I didn't like, he was naming other people. Ask so-and-so. No, just say your piece, brother, because that's all you needed to do. He destroyed that dude, yo. And I didn't even check back to see if Whitlock responded, because I don't care. He put everything out there. I did see, what's the girl's name? The lady from ESPN, who used to be ESPN, whatever. Jemele Hill.
Yeah, Jemele Hill.
She corroborated the situation. Other people jumped in and said was on it. There was white sports commentators saying stuff about it. And it's like, yo, dude, just go do something else with your life, because you can't do this no more, with respect.
Well, okay, so what I did appreciate is that identifying exactly who and what Whitlock is. And that there is, and he's not the only one, but we're talking about him for sure.
He's the worst.
He is one that conservatives, and I'm going to say it, white conservatives love putting money in his pocket.
Yep.
And there is money to be made for people like him. You know, yeah, deep down, he wish he was Stephen A. Smith. Okay, but he's not.
Wish he was a fucking offensive lineman, yeah, defensive whatever. Lineman, yeah. Any of that shit.
Whatever. So he wishes all these things, but he's not. So when you got a guy like him, you know, and then you turn, and then you figure there's a lane. I mean, white people, conservative white people, going to put money in my pocket to specifically come at other African Americans and others vociferously. So yeah, I mean that he identified him as that. I think that others, I mean, I think the only person who would do that on a regular would be somebody like Farrakhan, you know what I'm saying, who will just say that, look, Whitlock, Bitchlock, whatever you want to call him, Sage Steele, and others, you know, 100. You know, and that's not just in sports media. You know what I mean? That's just the regular Fox News niggas. And there's a bevy of them, you know. There's what money to be Kurt? Made
I'm
out
sorry.
There.
I'm sorry. I had to get it out.
There's money to be made out there doing that.
Okay. I got this. What I did like to see is the fact that all the things that we thought about this nigga and saw about him, what Stephen A. did was say that shit out and let you know that everything we was thinking about this nigga, thought he was or who he was, Stephen A. put it out there. Just confirmed everything that we thought about this nigga. And so did the other people. And he brought receipts, even though he shouldn't have put other people's name in it.
Right.
But they were receipts for him. Like, if you don't believe me, ask this person. You don't believe me, ask that person. Basically, what he was saying, ask this person.
Yep.
When you go ask him, they gave him receipts with his shit. So that way, you can't be saying Stephen A. up there probably hating on right. Bitchlock. True. He was hating on True. That nigga. You know what I'm saying? No, don't True. Call me a hater until you go ask these people. They're going to repeat what I'm saying as being the truth. And
they did.
And they did. That this nigga is who he is. But I don't think he's, as King Killer says, running to conservatives to be... To shit on black people.
Yes, he is.
B, no, I don't,
absolutely.
B, I don't think... Mommy, let me finish. Again, y'all jumped on me for that first soundbite. First soundbite, y'all jumping on me, B. This y'all making a soundbite out of my ass today. Let me finish my statements first before y'all jump on my ass. Let me finish. I'm saying I don't think he's doing it to run to conservative white people to get put them money in his pocket. That's just who that nigga is. Just like fucking Clarence Thomas, that's just who that nigga is. He's that nigga. He is that type of person. That's who he is. So he ain't doing it for the check. The check is nice, and he's taking that check because he's giving it to him, but that's who that motherfucker is. He is a hater of black people. He don't fucking like his own color. He can't fucking stand him. He's that type of nigga, like Clarence Thomas. He is that type of motherfucker. So I don't see him running over there to them like that because that's just who the fuck he is, and they love him for that, and they're putting money in his pocket. He's like, damn, I get to be myself and get paid? Shit, this is great. That's just who he is. That's the only thing about that nigga, and that's the one thing about him that I can like and respect about that nigga. He is who he is and always says the same type of shit, but you can expect it from him. I like niggas that can respect because they say the same. A nigga like Trump, niggas hate him, but that nigga is the same motherfucker. Always talking shit, and you know what the fuck you're going to get from that motherfucker. Dumb shit out of his fucking mouth, and I don't understand why. But that's who he is. That's who the fuck he is, B, and that's just how I feel about that nigga. They confirmed who this motherfucker was. And I'm like, yes, we always thought this motherfucker didn't like black people, always getting on black people, and Stephen A confirmed it.
Well, King Killer almost fell in a trap a couple weeks ago, though, with that Dion shit and the stolen Jerry. If he would stop having these rappers in the locker room, shut the fuck up. You wish you were in the locker room, nigga. You can't be in nobody's locker room.
Me.
This nigga, if I would stop having these rappers in the locker room.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm still standing my ground on that, though, B. Fuck that.
I'm calling Stephen A, goddammit.
But see.
Nah, let
me hit you with this one. A broken clock is right twice a day, my nigga.
Yeah, that's true.
Nah, B, because I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll clean it up, and I'm going to get out really fast because, again, like I said, just like if you go to a grassroots hip-hop event, MCs, real DJs, even graffiti writing. What are the chances that anything's really going to go wrong in that stage, in that event? Probably not.
Shit,
probably nothing. But now, you tell me if you got a lot of motherfucking gun-toting, you know what I'm saying, street choppers.
God.
What? What's going to go wrong? What can go wrong?
B, we already B.
What can go wrong?
B, and you know what?
So if you want me, like I said on the show before, you want me to ignore that?
B, Jason, we good.
Nah, B, you know what?
All right,
B, I'm gonna ride with King Killer a little bit.
All right,
I'm gonna ride with you a little bit.
Ride all you want to. Dirty motherfuckers.
I'm gonna ride with you a little bit on this, B. Yes, whatever type of vibe or type of environment you invite around yourself. That's the type of motherfuckers that's going to show up. If you go to a concert for one of these NLE chopper niggas, it's going to be niggas in there with choppers. Yeah. More than likely. You know what I'm saying? It's probably going to be niggas in there with choppers. If it ain't on them, it's in the car.
Oh, but you... But hold up. Defend NLE chopper.
I'm not defending none of that shit. No. They end up DED. I'm not defending that.
Just saying. Sure. So if you got that in your locker room.
That's not in the locker room, though, is what I'm saying, B.
Okay.
All you're saying is cool. I'll even get in the back seat and ride with y'all until you start talking that locker room shit because that was some goddamn students that stole jewelry.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm not.
Period.
I'm talking about the environment.
Yeah, and that was not the environment for Deion Sanders. And that's how
we're gonna have to agree to disagree.
Jason got us fucked.
Nah, we're gonna have to agree to disagree.
None of that shit.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree because, again, to me, you know, if you don't roll in a certain manner, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like I'm not gonna roll through certain areas stunting. You know what I mean? Because you're rolling through certain areas stunting.
How you blending the two situations. Right.
No, we are not. Deion is a stunner. And so is his sons.
Yes, you're right. But in
they're
that,
not.
But in yes, they are. But in that situation, robbed them.
Hold up.
Somebody from outside and stuck them niggas
let's
up.
Hold up.
King Killer trying to get you on semantics. Yes, that nigga had no business throwing his fucking wrist up. Dion had no business talking about must be the money. None of that shit. But they did it. But that ain't got a goddamn thing to do with some kids that stole some shit out of the fucking locker room. Visitors' locker room, nigga. They was in fucking UCLA. The Rose Bowl, nigga. They wasn't in... Where the fuck is... They wasn't in Colorado. That through your brain, B. Just that piece.
Because them niggas... Them niggas ran up in there because they're like, yo, there's gold in them da hills.
Well, yes, they did know that.
Exactly. So I'm sorry.
They knew that. That's why they ran over there.
You go up in there and you know what I'm saying, and you ain't got no jewelry, and you ain't, there's no, why? Them niggas, they broke.
You're killing yourself. You hanging yourself out here. All right, let me fuck you up then. Since we ended the show, let me fuck you up, B. Because this is what the fuck you're saying. Now I'm going to really fuck you up.
Okay.
If a female roll up in a spot, all her shit showing, it's okay for a nigga to take it?
B, that's different.
It's her fault?
That's different.
Nope.
You're talking about a personal assault. You're talking about violating someone's body. You're talking about violating somebody's body. You gonna compare the two? Trust me when I tell you, I feel pretty good about the opinion on the text chain with that. I'm feeling great. You off the reservation.
I just got out the whip.
You stepped a little too far, my nigga.
Yeah, he did.
You're blaming.
Now you said for a nigga to take it. Now see, I would agree with you.
They took the jewelry.
If you would have said they took, you're saying they taking her, basically raping her. Now if they had just touched her on the butt or something, I might have been there with you, saying she's showing off everything. It's not okay for them to do that. To touch her on
it's
the butt,
never okay.
even if she got her
it's
whole
never
ass
okay
showing.
Okay to take anything sexually from anybody, never, never. But okay, let's take it back to your. I want to see what King Killer. Since you said that, Kurt. She come in with a little short skirt. It's okay to touch your booty?
B.
Just touch it.
First of all, I'm feeling great because you using that example, you need a passport to get back in, B. Because you're totally out.
We'll find out.
Yeah, damn right. So we're going to put this out to the text chain, point blank. This comes down to me, street sense. Dion and his sons and any other Colorado players who stunting with super trinkets of gold shimmering, you know what I'm saying, in a visitor's locker room, got broke in, got stolen. Guess what? The cats who did that made a calculation. Dion and them niggas got money and jewels in their locker room. I'm getting them niggas.
And
okay?
You're right on that, sir. B. You're right.
Period.
The reason why they went in there is because they know them niggas probably more than likely, 9 out of 10, had some money and jewelry in there.
Damn right.
Because they always stunting about with their money and jewelry.
Damn right.
Face. That's the reason why they ran in. They didn't run in there for any other reason.
Because if that's the case,
B, let me finish. They didn't run in there for any other reason than that because they saw it. It was in their face. Nigga doing this, it's in your face.
Put the arm up.
Right? Yeah. So that's gotta be in there somewhere. Let me go in there and go get it. It's gotta be in there somewhere. That's the reason why they went in there. That is the reason why they went in there, because of that. One reason. Now, if they hadn't put no jewelry up, no nothing, how many locker rooms is that happening to on a regular?
We don't know.
We don't really know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know that. But as far as that wouldn't have been heard, we would have knew nothing about it if it hadn't happened. Because
it
put the shit out.
And you know what word is born? And if that make me Whitlock, then that just make me Whitlock. I don't fear it like that because...
I don't know if it's Whitlock, then I know you, nigga. I know you're not Jason Whitlock. I'm just trying to understand why you have this... I mean, is it just Dion and his son? Or is it
B,
any
that's
rapper?
Just, that's is, B. Is it, no, that's kid? Common sense across the board. You don't go to places... and stunt a certain way. You just don't do that.
You know how many cows got snatched? You know how many dookie ropes got snatched? You know how many motherfucking bubble gooses got snatched? How many motherfucking sheepskins got snatched? I mean, that's just what the fuck life is. I don't give a fuck what you got or what you are. If somebody see your shit and they want it, they're going to try to get it. I don't give a fuck. So you can't wear or go or do no shit?
In certain areas, you better check yourself.
A fucking college locker room, my nigga?
You better check yourself.
Wow. So you are relating a fucking college locker room at Rose Bowl to a fucking NLE Chopra concert.
B, I'm saying that niggas who stunt and the way that they stunt are always going to be targets. Period.
You got period. A point there.
Again,
you, got a point there.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
I ain't saying you can't
do kid,
it,
the kid who lost his life at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Oh, yeah.
Come
that
on, B.
That was terrible.
That was horrible. But nobody told him. Fault? Nobody told him, take that jewelry and that expensive shit off.
Everybody should
wear a fucking t-shirt and some regular shit.
Tuck your shit.
Whatever.
Basically.
Leave the shit in the car, B. Drive a rental, nigga.
The car might not even be there when you get back now.
So I'm just saying, B, if that makes me Whitlock, then I'm
you are not Whitlock.
You're not Whitlock on that level, but the thing is you're equating some hood shit to a locker room, B.
A top level college locker room.
Right. That's where you're getting fucked up. You're trying to equate those two. They're not the same. The locker room in the streets is not the same. They shouldn't be the same.
You know what? Can I ask y'all a question? You make an interesting point. I'm going to ask the question. All that jewelry and watch swinging shit, who the fuck is that aimed for? You think rich white guys give a fuck about that? Or is that aimed toward hood shit?
They get it from watching the videos and all this hood shit. Of course, that's where they got it from. You got a point.
We're not denying that.
I'm not disagreeing with that point that you made about these niggas out here fucking flossing and made themselves a target. I agree with that 1,000. Niggas wouldn't have knew you had that watch in the locker room if you didn't fucking show it off.
Right, true. But he also didn't get robbed at the club that night. They stole his shit in the fucking locker room when nobody was there. It was fucking cowards, as words. It was cowards that went in there at halftime, or not halftime, went in there when the game was going on, stealing. Coward. My angst and anger is towards those folks and Whitlock for trying to make it like they was. B, I agree with you. If you floss, you bring unnecessary attention to yourself. Okay? I agree with you. But I'm not going to sit here and say that them dudes had they shit in a locker at the Rose Bowl compares to this other shit that happens in the rap game. It doesn't compare, B. If they was at a club after the game, let's say after the game, they in LA, they're not in Colorado, they in LA, we gonna go to the club and he walk around the club wristing, flashing his wrist and all that shit, and somebody clocked that nigga. Hey, you asked for that shit, B.
And I would agree 1,000 on that. Nigga, you out here, nigga got you.
All right, so I think where the difference is, you're saying that he was flossing in a permissible environment. I'm saying
he wasn't flossing. He was in a game.
It was in his locker.
B, what I mean by flossing, what I'm saying by flossing is that flossing by reputation. B, pre-game, post-game, you know that jewelry's coming out. So, hey, look, if I'm looking to Vic.
The season of the Vic?
Yeah. If I'm looking to Vic, you know what I mean?
You know where to go.
You know what I mean? I'm thinking to myself, do I snatch a person in the causeway? Or do I go in the locker room and start busting locks open?
What you need to ask is, how did they get in that locker room?
Hey, whatever. Doesn't matter. If I'm looking to Vic.
Damn, I should play MOP. I should be playing MOP behind this shit right now, son.
Andy up.
You know what I mean? So,
all right, B, I don't think we're going to touch this again. I think we just got to leave it here.
Niggas done already cut us off a while back, B. They're arguing right now. Fuck that.
So we're ready way later than we should be, but we're ready for the Digital Freaks albums of the week.
All right. This week brought to you by my man Matt. Is Cavalier and Quell Chris Black Cottonwood. That's Cavalier and Quell Chris Black Cottonwood. And brought to you by myself as Planet Asia and Midas the Beast and One Rap Shit. That's Planet Asia, Midas the Beast, and one rap
shit.
That's
my man, Midas the Beast, too. Okay, wow.
That's not bad.
Oh, okay. Ooh. That's what's up. All right. So, like I said, I already gave the commercial for the text chain. Before we get out, if you're still listening, okay, yeah, somebody put a poll up or just comment. Don't put a poll up. Just comment. You know what I'm saying? Who had it right, me or Color? You know what I mean?
Damn.
Who had it right?
You know what I mean? Versus? Yeah. Right versus?
Yeah, exactly. Who had it right, me or E. Color?
Whitlock ass.
Right. Oh, Whitlock ass nigga.
Hey, what's up?
I'm just glad we ended it this way, B. I was getting buried earlier. for my sound bite and shit. I was getting buried.
Yeah, B, you gave up plenty of sound bites.
I was like, jeez.
So
Kurt say, it's hip hop. What?
What? Drake is hip hop? Is that what that nigga said?
So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. Maybe you want to play that Justin Warfield season of the Vic at the end of the show or something. I don't know.
It just might come out.
Get in there.
So that's what's good. All right, yo, we see you when we get down with the next show. Thank you for riding with us. Good night.
One.
That the impact of your army may be like a grindstone dashed against an egg. This is affected by the science of weak points and strong. Control of a large force is the same principle as the control of a few men.
Yeah.
It is merely a question of dividing up their numbers.
When the old dog bark, clear the park. The tough guys hate it when I spit the sharp. It's the range, bulls out of perfect aim. Put your kids in the front row, catch the game. Uncle Bump, I'm the microphone master medicine. Smooth shit or rough shit, back we get it in. Many times I was thinking about stopping, but then again, voices in my head said, Fox, no giving in. All that work getting nice, you put it in. Rhyme in the space and the time you living in. Disadvantages that come with dividends. Somehow through it all, I find my pen again. Like a superstar rhyme, I live again. And send my salams, old guard with the firearms. Shit, I went to Amityville and got inspired by that old gray jazz, old boom baps fire. I'm a sign of the times, and the bar design is divine on delivery, the mastermind. Yeah, the hood is hell, know the music well. I compared Rommel to JDL. Big salute, let the hood know I'm still on top. And I rep like the CEO of real hip hop. Let the haters know the beef won't ever stop. Till they rap for the devil where the beats stay hot.
That the impact of your army may be like a grindstone dashed against an egg.
Yeah.
This is affected by the science of weak points and strong.
Word. It's what I do, nigga.
Control of a large force is the same principle as the control of a few men.
Alright, let me touch some issues here. Let's go. Fake love, how you move with that? All you niggas do is whine and complain. Set the movement back. Bad deals made me use the track as a platform to fight a few wars with the grooves and claps. Not a raw box scream through apps. While a game get old and a few still move the slaps. Y'all sleep while they move in wax with your old shit on it and you niggas still losing racks. What's the end game, fame chaser? When you ain't running at it quick enough, I took no days off till I was sick enough. Yeah, hence the bad mood. Fangs out slob dripping after the food. And they ain't gonna give it to you unless they see a way to eat a portion of it with you or take it all from you. So what you willing to do? And when you willing to do it, this is Beats of War. Step to it.
That the impact of your army may be like a grindstone dashed against an egg. This is affected by the science of weak points and strong.
Got this, one in my waist, one in my sneaker. Top down, I'm counting six and a two-seater. Come through, he number two like Derek Jeter. Now and they understand, make them believe us. Do you believe? Make them believe us. Do you believe? Make I'm believing.
If you like living, make decisions when the shells hit them. Years and nine, but 380 shells still fit in. It's crazy how it's looking. Hit your body up with bullets, that's the only way I'm spirit cooking. Pinning your quotes next to what I wrote, it's no hope. That ain't a verse, that's a suicide note. Listen, I don't rhyme, I have visions. And right now I see nobody tighter. Pimp and the ghost rider, squat, aim, fire. Skull and crossbones, young and leave it alone. Yeah, we all got guns, but you be leaving at home. I leave with the throne every time I give you a poem. Claiming you spit, need to be stoned and spit upon. I stand alone when outnumbered, forever. A lion walks alone while a sheep flock together. How on age I get better, as if it was another lever. Higher than God, control space, time, and weather. I don't mean to go over your head. I would talk money, but you broke, I'm over your bread. It's over instead, hang you over the ledge, it's over. Before I lose grip, ask him, do you believe yet? Fuck him.
Got this, one in my waist, one in my sneaker. Top down, I'm counting six and a two-seater. Come through, he number two like Derek Jeter. Now, and they understand, make him believe her. Do you believe? Make him believe her. Do you believe? Make them believe us.
Spit it light, niggas is pissed. I'm still a shit at night. Fuck your bitch, first time I met her. Wouldn't hit it twice. Gamble with your life if you want. Go ahead, get the dice. Nothing for niggas to get left if they don't get it right. Easy, yeah, pretty much. Don't get it twisted, fam. Take a knee, repeat after me, or see my fifth expand. Prison ain't the way to be living. Let's dismiss the plan. Jail is not a game, it's a habit. It's time to kick the can. The street bank, for years I'm who the streets stay. I don't fear these niggas at all. That's why I speak frank. Take over, won't be complete until my heat yank. Tried to paint you as the shit, drew a complete blank. Strategize, map it all out, up in the Poconos. Guarantee you how it all ends, not how you hope it goes, genius. So I might send some thought-provoking hoes. Open, close, nose on my joint, look just like smoking Joe.
Got this, one in my waist, one in my sneaker. Top down, I'm counting six and a two-seater. Come through, he number two like Derek Jeter. Now, and they understand, make them believe us.
Do you believe?
Make them believe us.
Do you believe?
Make them believe us.
Do you believe it? Do you believe it?
Fuck all y'all niggas, man. Straight up. Murder. Dripped out, draped in Persian, white turban. It's certain I'm from the life of more polite in person. Slight diversions, revert and ignite my curbing. Hyperversion, nothing nice, I'm a psych surgeon. Believe it, don't just breathe it, I OD it. No halves, I whole key it. If we clash, then so be it. Hoes see it, the haters know it, they favorite poet. Paid it forward for me and mine's a major moment to making. No mistaking, this is vibration. High ranking, can sanction any citation. Solo, do it dolo pro bono. The homie Tono could go gold, no promo. Plain T on, polo sweats, AP on. Baguette, Cuban sets on my neck, that's what I be on. Been for eons, hold mine, no cosign. Slow grind, let's get it, this is go time.
Like the bullets that can switch from the clip to the chamber. Keep your finger on the trigger and you're in imminent danger.
Anger,
anybody can get it when that thing busts. Be ready to clap when it's showtime. See the light at the end of the tunnel? It's go time. Put the spotlight on these rappers with no rhyme.
Clap.
There's no turning back now. It's go time.
Clap.
There's no turning back now. It's go time.
Street etiquette with this rap shit. Along with known predicates I'm overlaxed with. Never no rhetoric or none of that cap shit. Captive but school keen and I adapt quick. Show your love. If you about it, then you know the buzz. Homie up any owner's pub. This is my only drug, the jeweler. Beneficial since my Frank Mueller. Fuck your favorite if he ain't cooler. On the coast of Cuba, blowing cahibas like I'm smoking Sheba. The overseer, this is mostly leisure. Either that or neither. Gotta have it, this is black magic. My mathematics is vast, my rap status. Chasmatic, cash addict, half savage. Hashtag it, I'm back at it, facts bastard. Jagged, ain't no ends to that different dough. Sipping slow, this that seven figure flow. Niggas know the essence, swept of essence. Half moon crescent, destined. Since a savvy adolescent, question. Do one differ cause they quote scripture. Close whisper, roll a spliff to this motion picture. You hear the whispers, head start, nah, still a getcha.
Like the bullets that can switch from the clip to the chamber. Keep your finger on the trigger when you're in imminent danger. Anger. Anybody can get it when that bang busts. We ready to clap when it's showtime. See the light at the end of the tunnel? It's go time. Put the spotlight on these rappers with no rhyme. Clap. There's no turning back now. It's go time. Clap. There's no turning back now. It's go time.
They see us the illest. They see us the illest. They see us the illest.
From a time when you rhyme like this, it went hard. It's all about the ball, not bitches and flashy cars. But even when it was, man, this shit was so raw that you could feel the pain like you carry around the scars. Now this shit is so flawed, you can't tell niggas from the bros. Skinny jeans got these rappers looking off. These niggas fraud, pussy cats hit the door. So fuck the radio and all these whack ass songs. Once you turn the track on, I black out the transform. When it come to the music, we stand strong. I own, we stand on, no cosigns or handouts. Your music run of the mill, our shit stands out. Please believe every step we take is planned out. We tired of praying for this shit to really pan out. So please stand down before you head man down. Cause I go up in the booth and I can damn clown. I go up in the booth and I can damn clown. Go up in the booth and I get damn clown. Lay my vocals on the track and it's a jam now. Heard the first track we did, suck our hands down. Just a sample of these hits we in our bag now. So bag back or get back down. I tear the shit up like a kid that's known to act out. I send the reference through and then the track out. Method Man and Red Man, Mr. Blackout. My name on the flyer, how I hand out. Michael Jackson concert, how they pass out. Hand in hand we distributing, but y'all just consuming. The beat keeps looping as I spaz out. JB hit the chat and said act out. There's some shit going on, so react now. I said say less, but tell AS that we back now. I don't mean balls, but we can rap now. I don't mean balls, but we can rap now. I tear it up like a kid that's known to act out. So back back before you get back down. Method Man and Red Man, it's the blackout.
Turn the vocals up, chop, chop. Chop, chop. Even more, chop, chop. Body rock it, don't stop, chop, chop. Best stop. Do or die, stay fly. Listen, babe. Dude's too ugly to be the champ in the language we can clearly understand. Shabazz, Bay is the man, with or without a single fan. High ground and circus still stay feasting, not a chance. Heaven's advanced, so we advance with the advancement. Enhancement, no robotic enhancement. Flow handsome, huddle the kindred, put the fire, plug the big pin. Thick skin, rich color, hard body, fresh butter. Rougher than leather from era lighter and thunder. Warm winters and cold summers, King Michael and Obama. Fuck you drummers, daughters and sons, elders and youngers. To measurement beyond numbers.
came to break the gate like St. Tubman, and not for nothing. In this tradition, my beloved will not asunder and keep it hunting. Illies, billies, and googlians, the Christ crack the sky in Jerusalem. Make the devil stop all the foolishness and rule the unruliness. Coony, coonage, and goony goofiness. Hallelujah, jumping Jehoshaphat. My mama ain't Shane Bucktown, black and proud. You can say what you say, something famous. Who the greatest? Bay all day, blind eyes and liar lies. Do not make it fade. Cool frames don't qualify, sunblock. The coolest shades ain't never made the sun stop. Some hot, some not. Some never chase the sunspot. Black like gold, just divine. It's white, the shine is on them. Come on and wake up. Never mind the makeup. Hey, bruh, it's time to get wrecked with the creator. Chop, chop. Sensei. Chop, chop. You're the best. Chop, chop. You're the best. Around. It's all over town. Center edge getting down. Hear it out, you're the best. Around. Chop, chop, sensei on the block. Chop, chop. Let it knock. Listen. Them dudes too ugly to be the champ. In that language we can clearly understand. Shabazz, Bay is the man. With or without a single fan. High ground or circus, still stay feet stand. Not a chance. Heaven's advance, we advance with the advancement. Enhancement, no robotic enhancement. And flow handsome, huddle the kindred. Put the fire plug, the pig pen. Thick skin, rich color, hard body, fresh butter. Ruffling leather from era lightning and thunder. Warm winters, cold summers. King Michael and Obama. Funky drummers, daughters and sons, sonners. Elders and youngers, to measurement beyond numbers. And came to break the gate like St. Tubman. And not for nothing, in this tradition, my beloved do not asunder and keep a hundred illy billies and googlians. The Christ crack the sky in Jerusalem and make the devil stop all the foolishness and rule the unruliness. Coony coonage and goony goofiness. Hallelujah, jumping Jehoshaphat. My mama ain't Shane Bucktown, black and proud. You can say what you say, snuff the famous. Who the greatest? Bay all day, blind eyes and liar lies. Do not make it fade. The cool frames don't qualify, sunblock. The coolest shades ain't never made the sun stop. Some hot and some not. And some never chase the sunspot. Black like gold, just divine. It's why the shine is on them. Come on and wake up. Never mind the makeup. Hey, bro, it's time to get wrecked with the creator. Chop, chop, and you don't stop. Chop, chop, we got the body rock. Center edge, where your head.